star one on your keypad if you have a question. Again, apologize for some of the issues that we're having today. We're now welcoming to the call the head coach of the Drexel Dragons, Zach Spiker. Good morning, Coach Spiker.
Hey, Rob. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Quite a week for your team. The nation's largest comeback last Thursday, where you come back from 34 down to beat Delaware 85-83 and then lose a heartbreaker late to UNCW 83-82. Just talk about the two games last week.
Well, it's just another week in our season. I think we've had a number of games that have been one and two possession games that have come down to the wire. And some of those games we've executed, other games we haven't. But certainly, you know, the Wilmington game was a big game for us in a seeding and standing place. And had we done that, we would have been in a different seed. And that was a tough game. A lot of things that went right for us on Thursday didn't go right for us in the final minute of the game. And we came up on the short end. But certainly we're excited about the opportunity to participate in the tournament, excited about the chance to play on Saturday, and looking forward to a great tournament in Charleston.
We have a couple questions in queue for us. Ella, can you get to open up the line of Mark Narducci, please?
The line of Mark Narducci is now open.
Hello, Zach.
Hey, Mark, how
I
you doing?
I wanted to ask you. Great. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, things couldn't have been any closer this year between you and James Madison. How about that? Can you talk about that and what you kind of expect coming up here?
Well, we had two very close games, right? I think they're two-point games both times at their place and our place, and certainly could have gone either way at the buzzer. We had a shot that back-rimmed from three-quarter court, and they had a shot that was blocked at the buzzer. So on paper, two evenly matched teams. And, you know, it's going to be a I think it'll be a heavily contested game. It's not just the third time we've met. This will be the sixth time in our short time here with Drexel that we've played JMU. So we've played them quite often.
What about them kind of as a coach impresses you most?
Well, I think they've got tremendous length and athleticism, and Coach Rowe puts them in the spots to be successful. Stucky Mosley, I anticipate will want to be the more honored guards in our league when the league awards come out later on this week. Matt Lewis has tremendous length at the point guard position, and they play really hard down low, really hard. They really work the glass, and you know what? They can beat you in a number of different facets of the game.
Zach, I want to ask you one other thing. This year, it seems like that your team has been a lot more competitive at this time of year than it was a year ago. What do you think the feeling is going into the CAA tournament this year, compared to last year?
You know, I haven't thought about comparing years as much as just trying to make progress with the group. So I don't know if I'm the best person to answer that question for you. I appreciate that you feel we are playing harder, deeper into the season than maybe at other times. But I think we've got a hungry group. I think we've tasted maybe a little bit more success than we did last year, and even when the losses are really close. So maybe that's has fueled our group. Last year, we gave up 108 points at William & Mary. This year we were able to win that game down there on the road, which was a big road win for us. So, we've had a number of games that were very close at home and on the road. So that may lead to what you're speaking of, but I don't know if we're talking about it more or less, but, might be the personnel of our group.
Thank you.
Okay, Mark.
Can you open up the line of Andrew Dowdy, please?
The line of Andy Doughty is now open.
Good morning, Coach. Hope you're doing well this week. So after the comeback win, I noticed that your players kind of celebrated in the immediate aftermath, but not really more so than any other win. They seemed to kind of congratulate their teammates, but remained relatively composed, shook hands. It was all business. And obviously, I can't speak to how everyone reacted in the locker room or later on, but the immediate reaction seemed fairly modest from 10,000 feet. And please correct me if that's an accurate observation, but if not, do you think that the modest celebration kind of means or shows anything? You said in your opening that to Rob that, you know, this was just another week of the season. You know, do you think that that says anything about your team or maybe the expectations of your group?
I think we believe that we're capable of doing just about anything. Now, when you say anything, does it mean that it's going to be something like that? I don't know if that was the scenario, but it does give our guys confidence. So, you know, I'm not sure what you saw, Andrew, from a celebration standpoint that I didn't see, but at the moment, you know, we didn't know the magnitude of them. We just came back and had a big win. So I think that's what we were celebrating, if anything at all. However, in order to have a big comeback, you must dig a really big hole. And there was effort taken in that direction the wrong way, too. So there's also a level of exhaustion and just I think we emptied the tank to get to that point.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Okay, Andrew. Thank you.
All right, Zach. Thanks, as always, for taking time with us today and all season long. And look forward to seeing you down in Charleston later this week.
Okay. Thank you, Rob. And look forward to seeing everybody in Charleston. And safe travels for everybody getting there this week, okay? See you on Friday.
Thank you. You too. Yep.